Business leaders used the United Nations Special Session on AIDS to announce new voluntary action to confront the disease. A group called the Global Business Council on HIV and AIDS said the private sector's response so far to AIDS has been inadequate. With an estimated 23 million people infected with AIDS in the global workforce, businesses say it's an issue they no longer can afford to ignore, NPR's Richard Harris reports.
Ambassador Richard Holbrooke has brokered a major peace deal to end the war in Bosnia. He helped shape U.S. policy toward the Middle East, Africa, the Balkans, and Asia. He was ambassador to the United Nations for President Clinton, and in his sweeping view of the world's needs, AIDS has steadily risen.
I believe that this is the single worst problem, and there are a lot of problems in the world, but I believe this is the worst problem, the most serious problem facing the world today. Not only is it the worst health crisis in 700 years, but it is also a direct attack on the social and political and economic structure of nations all over the world.
At the UN meeting yesterday, Holbrooke focused his energy not on governments, but on businesses around the world.
Now, let's just be clear. Whatever's been done so far is grossly inadequate. And that is not to denigrate the people who've done things, but to draw attention to those who've done nothing.
To stir some action, this high-powered diplomat has accepted the job as president of the Global Business Council on HIV and AIDS. The group's chairman, Bill Rohde from MTV International, says the organization is trying to motivate companies to take advantage of whatever resources and talents they have at their disposal to fight AIDS.
MTV's involvement is obvious, really. Half of all HIV infections, new HIV infections, are below age 25. That's our audience. Whenever we research our audience around the world, it is always one of the top three or four issues, and there's a huge knowledge gap, so it fits perfectly, actually, with what we do.
Yesterday, Daimler Chrysler joined the group. It's a major employer in South Africa. Viacom and AOL Time Warner also belong. Coca-Cola is another recent addition. Last week, Coca-Cola announced it would use its vast distribution system and advertising ability in Africa to spread the message about AIDS as far as they spread the word about soft drinks to even the smallest and most remote villages on the continent. Carl Ware from Coca-Cola says the reason is simple.
When we look at absenteeism amongst our workforce, when we look at the turnover in our bottling plants, when we look at the issues of pension cost, the issue of how we address issues of treatment, education, and prevention amongst our workers and their families, it is very much a pragmatic business issue for the Coca-Cola Company and our bottling partners.
The United Nations International Labor Organization is also trying to get businesses to pay attention to AIDS. Monday, it adopted a code of practice for businesses to encourage prevention strategies and to discourage discrimination. That code, like the business efforts, is voluntary, but Juan Somavia from the International Labor Organization says don't dismiss the value of voluntary efforts.
Dealing with the HIV/AIDS crisis is not about enforcement. You don't enforce new attitudes, you don't enforce new understanding, you don't enforce caring, you don't enforce the understanding of the business cost. You have to get to the consciousness and we have to get to the partnerships that is going to make this happen.
The UN meeting has focused on shaping attitudes, understanding, and consciousness. Businesses, like governments, admit that they've gotten a late start on the practical steps that need to follow. But some say they are now trying to make up for lost time. Richard Harris, NPR News at the United Nations.